The World Health Organization is partnering with major video game makers in support of online gaming as a way to keep people indoors to help fight the new coronavirus. The partnership comes as online video game play has increased as governments across the world ordered citizens to stay home in an effort to stop the virus from spreading. In mid-March, Italy's top telecommunications company announced internet traffic had increased more than 70% in the days since the government enforced quarantine rules, Bloomberg reported. Telecom Italia said a big reason for the rise was an increase in play for video games like Fortnite and Call of Duty. In the United States, internet service provider Verizon reported a 75% jump in gaming activity on its networks during the second week in March, when stay-at-home directives began to take effect. 18 video game industry leaders teamed up with the WHO to create a program called #PlayApartTogether. The companies say they will share messages about the virus with gamers and urge them to follow the WHO's safety advice. The messages will include suggestions on things such as physical distancing and cleanliness. They will also advise on ways to behave around others to avoid spreading or catching the virus. Many large U.S. gaming events and contests have been canceled because of the coronavirus spread. The companies promised to create special events, exclusives, activities, and rewards for players online in the coming weeks. One of the companies taking part is Activision Blizzard Inc. It is one of the world's largest video game developers. The company has produced many popular games, including Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, Diablo, and Candy Crush. The head of Activision Blizzard, Bobby Kotick, said in a statement that the coronavirus crisis has created a major need for people to find ways to stay safely connected to each other. Games are the perfect platform because they connect people through the lens of joy, purpose, and meaning, Kotick said. Ray Chambers is the WHO's ambassador for global strategy. In a tweet, he wrote that the video game industry's worldwide reach can get the message out. More physical distancing plus other measures will help to flatten the curve plus save lives, Chambers wrote. The WHO's cooperation with the gaming industry comes after the organization decided last year to officially declare gaming disorder a behavioral addiction on its list of diseases. The new partnership got some criticism online. One gamer wrote to Ray Chambers on Twitter, "Oh, that's ironic. Last I remembered, you guys classified us gamers as addicts. Now you praise us because we already know social distancing?" Paula Zerinsky, chief marketing officer for the intelligence gathering company K2 Intelligence, also reacted on Twitter. "You can't have it both ways. Gaming can be addictive. WHO said it themselves last year," she tweeted. "With kids returning to virtual classrooms, why encourage gameplay? The only winners in this are the gaming companies." However, the WHO's Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, praised the organization's cooperation with the industry as another useful tool in fighting the virus. Thank you, Raymond Chambers, for mobilizing the gaming industry to feature WHO advice on COVID-19 to their users, he tweeted. We all must hashtag play a part together to beat the coronavirus. The maker of the hugely popular mobile game Pokemon Go has also said it would make changes and create new events to support indoor activities between players around the world. And many of the world's top professional gamers came together to record a public service announcement to raise awareness among players on ways to prevent the spread of the virus. I'm Brian Lynn.